what spurred your interest in officiating?
What's funny about that is even as a teenager watching football on TV, I would always try to predict what the call was going to be, what the referee was about to call. Even before I was a referee, even before I went to UCF, I got into the officiating program. So I don't know if that was what sparked me, but I always had that rule-type mindset as a kid. And when the opportunity at UCF came about, that they had a job as referee, I was like, let me give it a shot.
So what is the process like for qualifying as a referee for the Olympics?
First things first, you have to be certified by USA Basketball. So they have a program, I think it starts in like January, where you have to register with them, and they can go about certifying you as a USA Basketball representative. There's very few licenses they can give to referees. I don't know the exact number, but I think there's maybe 30. And then there's certain levels of certification. And with that, once you're a USA basketball official, you then have to get FIBA certified. And with FIBA, they want you to pass a fitness test. And if you're not in shape, you're not going to pass the test, especially when you do it in Colorado. Colorado Springs is the home of USA basketball, being at that altitude. But if you can pass it there, you pretty much pass it anywhere in the world. So you have to do that test. You have to do an English test, which is the language of FIBA anyway. So obviously USA representatives easily pass that. And then a rules test for FIBA as well. And that's how you become certified to work international basketball. And then you're nominated to tournaments. Just like in any organization, like USA Basketball has a list of their preferred referees that they will submit to FIBA. FIBA will then nominate those officials.
You were the only U.S. referee selected for men's basketball in Rio. Where does that moment rank for you among your career accomplishments?
Oh, it's definitely high on the list, especially being the only American representing that year. Usually at least two go. And also, just knowing you're working with the best officials in the entire world in their countries. So obviously, it's a great feat. Not many people can say I refereed in the Olympics, and I can say that I'm one of them. So it's definitely ranks at the top.
What was your experience like in Rio?
We were actually sent to Brazil 3 weeks before the start of the Olympics, and we were sent. I don't remember the exact city, but we were about 2.5 hours away from Rio City off the coast, where we did a pre-competition clinic, where we pretty much prepared daily leading up to the Olympic Games, where we had meetings where we would separate into groups, do different exercises based like just to team build to help prep for when we're on the court when the Olympics started. We had a physical fitness test when we would go running pretty much every day when we were there. And then obviously got to hang out and meet all the other refs from around the world. And you know, got more and more comfortable with it. And almost like we were one big family by the time the Olympics started. In Rio, the referees had a separate hotel away from the athlete village. But we were able to, throughout the Olympics, we were able to go to different events. Like I went to a couple swimming events. I saw Michael Phelps, so that was pretty cool. When we got there, we got to go to the opening ceremony and closing ceremony. During, we would have meetings certain times of the day, depending on the games. We would meet, we would talk about the games, we would talk about plays in the games, anything that could get us better. Every game was evaluated. They had referee supervisors as well that were there that would critique each game. And that was the goal, to make the officiating better and better. And then from the evaluation, they would decide who would move on and who would continue to work the higher games.
What is your most memorable memory on the court at Rio?
Well, I worked the bronze medal game between Australia and Spain, and I had the game deciding call with 7 seconds left that put Spain on the line, down one, and make both free throws. They win the game, then Australia just ends up turning the ball over or just making a bad play at the end. So Spain wins. Everyone that I talked to was like, that's a good call. You needed to make the call. And you'll never forget that, because those are the plays that you want to have let's say you don't call it, now Spain loses or something like that. But those are the plays that make your career, make or break your career. You know, if you don't call it, maybe you don't ever work the Olympics again, or you never work another game again in that capacity. Yeah, that's definitely the most memorable there.